And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Center for Louisiana Studies continues the Backyard series tonight at Vermilionville. The presentation this evening is entitled Healing Tradition of South Louisiana, La Tradition de Guérison du Sud de la Louisiane. The doors open at 6. The performance begins at 6:30 in the Performance Center of Vermilionville. Dr. Ray Brasseur, who is a cultural anthropologist here at UL Lafayette, will be on the panel, as will Becca Begno and Rebecca Henry, who are healers from the Cajun and Creole communities. You'll be learning about healing traditions as well as the herbs and plants that help the healers. That is tonight, 6:30 at Vermilionville. It is free and open to everyone. Continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in their residency series, Jaron Schecksnyder's play Stars Like People. It runs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings this week, 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It is a movable audience. You don't sit in the theater. You move to different areas where scenes are taking place in the seven stages of this family's life, people 7 to 70 years old. And there's about 30 people. So you need to reserve your ticket ahead of time to be involved. You can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts or go to their website to reserve your tickets for Jaron Schecksnyder's play, Stars Like People. Thursday is the National Day of the Acadians, and there are lots of things happening all day on Thursday in St. Martinville at the Acadian Memorial. They are celebrating the National Day of the Acadians, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Family name banners can be reserved at the Acadian Memorial for Acadian families. There will be a table française guided by Mavis Fruget that day. There will be La Theater, Le Théâtre Cajaz, bringing one of Robert Dafford's mural characters to life. Dr. Mark Reese will be talking about the new Acadia Project, a project to investigate, identify homesteads and unmarked grave sites of Acadian exiles in South Central Louisiana. And then there will be a wonderful ceremony at the Acadian Memorial, but this is through the Acadian Museum in Erath. The Acadian Museum will honor Darrell Bourk. They will induct him into the Order of Living Legends this Thursday at the Acadian Memorial in St. Martinville. The ceremony will, I believe it starts at 3 o'clock, and if you'd like more information, you can call the Acadian Museum or the Acadian Memorial in St. Martinville, which is where the induction will take place. On Thursday in Grand Coteau, there will be a poetry reading. It's a part of the Festival of Words Literary Reading Series. It will take place at the Thinstead Center. Reading will be poets Carol Rice from her book Fishing in Louisiana and Craig Collette, who will be reading from his poetry and lyrics. Continuing this week at the Opelousas Little Theater, the musical Hairspray. It will run Thursday through Sunday at the Opelousas Little Theater. Tickets are available through their website or by calling their office. The Tea Sippers will present The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, changed up a bit by Shakespeare. That will be at Theater 810, August 15th through the 18th. And then there will be a performance in Sunset on the 23rd at La Place de Chanticleer. For tickets to the Theater 810 performances, you can call Theater 810 or go to their Eventbrite site. And we will be speaking tomorrow with members of the Acting Unlimited Incorporated group that will present Urinetown and She Kills Monsters. Those both open this week, and we'll be talking more about those performances. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, and click on the schedule button and download a weekly schedule. You can find podcasts from many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the show that you're interested in, and you can either listen to material, archive material at our website, or download it for later on. You can support KRVS very securely at that website. Just click on the Pledge Now or Support buttons and support KRVS. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.